WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's time for Tri-County High School Basketball on FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Nate Lull.
Well, good evening and welcome, everyone. Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. We're live in Cooperstown. We're at Red Bursey Gymnasium as we have the Delhi boys visiting the Cooperstown boys for our last game of the week here on WCDO. I want to welcome you into the Butler Auto Tip-Off Show. Of course, Butler has the largest selection of clean, pre-owned vehicles in the area on two lots, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney, across from the Price Chopper Plaza. Remember, at Butler Auto Sales, we will get you financed. You can apply for credit online at butlerautosales.com. All right, it's Cooperstown and Delhi tonight, two juggernauts in the area. This Delhi team is undefeated right now, and they're just good from top to bottom. This is a team that is very, very balanced, and I think would have been the heavy favorites to win the MAC this year had we had a full regular season with the championship. And they were very good last year. They returned a lot of pieces. They have an excellent JV program coming up, so this Delhi team is one that is going to be tough to contend with. But, of course, we know the pedigree and the tradition of Cooperstown, a very, very good program, two great coaches, and Warren Kelly for Delhi, John Lambert for Cooperstown. Going to be a fun one here tonight. We'll take a break. We'll come back here with the Butler Auto Tip-Off Show and get you set. We got some high flyers. I think we're going to see some dunks tonight. It's going to be an exciting Friday night. So stay tuned. I'm Nate Lull on WCDO.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Nate Lull tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream is courtesy of SFCU tonight. You can go back and listen to any of the games we've done this season or in past seasons, championship games, sectional games, you name it. It's all in our game audio archive, which is right there on WCDOsports.com. And just click on the tab. It's all there. It's a free download, courtesy of SFCU. It's our Butler Auto Tip-Off Show tonight as the Delhi boys are visiting Cooperstown. And Butler has the largest selection of clean, pre-owned vehicles in the area on two lots, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney, across from the Price Chopper Plaza. Thought this would be a good game here tonight. I've seen Cooperstown once. I had not seen Delhi yet this year. They are 9-0. They're undefeated. Alex Haight has been rewriting the record books at Delaware Academy. He got his 1,000th point. He was the second boy in Delaware Academy history to go over 1,000 points, and he passed Nate Kraft as the all-time leading scorer earlier this week. So Alex Haight, congratulations to him, is now the all-time boys leading scorer at Delaware Academy, which is great. And he is a high-flying athlete, that's for sure. I'm excited to see him on the football field in a couple of weeks as well. So between Alex Haight, the high flyer for the Delhi Bulldogs, and, of course, John Kennedy, the big man, 6'8", 6'9", whatever you want to call him, he is a man-child here for Cooperstown. He's able to just get up and dunk. You should have seen him in the layup line here tonight, throwing him down with authority. So I think this is going to look like a college game. I think we're going to have a little bit of a track meet, and it will be a lot of fun. So it's the Butler Auto Tip-Off Show. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We're getting set here for tip-off in Cooperstown tonight. A big thank you to Jim Tomeo. He's our in-game producer. He's back in our Sydney Main Street studios. He's hitting all the buttons for me tonight, and it should be a good one. So, all right, we'll take a break here on the Tip-Off Show and be back on WCDO.
This year, switch to Morabito. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now is the time. For over 90 years, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil or propane, count on Morabito. with our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability and affordability are just a phone call away. This year, switch to Morabito, where our people make energy different.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout the season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition and enthusiastically supports all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal and recycling needs. Hi, this is Sean LaRose from Waste Recovery. We offer affordable weekly, residential, and commercial trash pickup in the Tri-County area, and all customers receive garbage totes and recycling bins at no charge. We have all size roll-off containers for construction debris and household cleanouts, and our transfer station accepts trash, appliances, tires, and furniture. Waste Recovery is located on Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7, or call us at 563-2616. That's 563-2616.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490, WCDO.
Welcome back once again to Cooperstown High School. I think we might just be waiting for the officials to come out onto the floor here. I do see one now out in the hallway, so both teams have gone over to their respective benches and just waiting for the start of tonight's contest. So I'm not exactly sure what the holdup is, but we'll keep you entertained. Don't worry, folks, in the meantime. It's our Butler Auto Tip-Off Show. I'm Nate Lull. And Butler has the largest selection of clean, pre-owned vehicles in the area on two lots. Such a great staff over there at Butler. And I would highly recommend going to butlerautosales.com. You can do pretty much anything right there. Say it's the middle of the night, you find a vehicle you like, you can go on the website, get the information, even put in a request so that when the salesmen come in the morning, they'll contact you right away. So really, Butler will do anything you need to get you the vehicle of your dreams. So go to butlerautosales.com, or they have their two lots in Sydney. You can browse those anytime. Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney across from the Kmart Plaza. So again, Delhi boys in Cooperstown tonight. Let me rattle off the rest of the games that are in the local WCDO coverage area. Cooperstown girls are at Delhi, so the boys are here. The girls are at DA tonight. Walton girls are at Downsville. The BG girls are at Green. Unitego girls are at GMU. Unadilla Valley girls are at Sherburne Earlville. Deposit Hancock girls are at Franklin. And the Richfield Springs girls are at Unadilla Valley. So, oh, that's right, yes, I said that twice. But the Unadilla Valley and Sherburne game got moved. So I'm going to cross that off my sheet here. So it's Richfield Springs girls at UV. So my apologies there. The boys' games, of course, Delhi at Cooperstown here tonight. Downsville boys are at Walton. The Green boys are at BG. Unitego boys visiting Gilbertsville, Mount Upton. And Unadilla Valley boys are at Sherburne Earlville. So that is your Friday slate of local games. Then really, tomorrow is the last full day of high school basketball games in Section 4. There's a lot of games tomorrow, including, let me give you those, boys game on Saturday that I think is one to watch, DH at Sydney, that's a 1 o'clock game tomorrow. Edmiston boys are at Norwich, that's a 5 o'clock game tomorrow. I think that's going to be good. On the girls' side, Delhi and Cooperstown again tomorrow at 3 o'clock. DH is at Sydney at 3 o'clock tomorrow on the girls' side. And the Norwich girls are visiting Cambridge at 3 o'clock. You say, Nate, where the heck is Cambridge? That is up in the Section 2 area. Cambridge is the Class C reigning state champions, and they are a very, very good team. They have two twin guards, the Phillips sisters, that are just absolutely incredible. And they are both going to go play at the Division I level. They're seniors. So Norwich is going to go up there tomorrow and play Cambridge, and I'm going to make the road trip. I think that is pretty much going to be kind of my COVID championship. Really excited for that game. So that's going to be 3 o'clock tomorrow. You can follow me on Twitter for updates. can also get some Twitter updates at WCDOsports.com tomorrow. So they've actually added some time back onto the clock here. The teams have come back out to continue to warm up. The officials are out on the floor now. So, yeah, our Butler Auto tip-off show is going to be a little extended here tonight. I'm really excited because both of these teams have really good guard play. Delhi is probably the most complete team I've seen this year. Just top to bottom, it doesn't matter if it's the last guy on the bench or one of your five starters. I mean, it's really incredible. And what I say, and what I mean by that is they went up and played a team in Albany, Chalmont, who's a Class A school and is very, very good. And Alex Haight only has 6 points that night, and he didn't play that much either because he was in foul trouble. And Delhi still won by 12 points. They have other players that can step up and get the job done. When Coach Kelly sends me his box scores routinely every night, yes, Alex Haight might have 20, 15, or 20 points, but then it's a bunch of guys with 12, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. I mean, every night they're getting that rotation of points. And I think it's pretty much the same for Cooperstown. John Kennedy tends to fill it up a little bit here for the Hawkeyes, but then you have Joseph Session, you have Spencer Lewis, you have Chris Crickey. Those guys have all been really stepping up. The biggest thing with Cooperstown so far this year is they seem to be very hot or cold. I've seen them on their cold nights, and I've seen them at their very, very best. So talking to Coach Lambert a couple of weeks ago, he said, you know, Nate, if this had been a full season and I got a chance to be with these guys for a entire fall where we would, you know, be getting in the gym and doing a little shooting, getting warmed up for the season and having a full season where you could get into that rhythm, and now this time of year getting into the sectional and the state playoffs, if they got that far, it really seems like this Cooperstown team could have been something special. But this season, crammed into 3-4 weeks, everybody's just trying to do the best they can. And so we've seen a lot of those hot and cold nights, and I think that's been the case for Cooperstown. Very interested to see what we get here tonight. All right, we'll take another break. We're here in Cooperstown tonight as it's the Hawkeye boys. They are hosting Delhi. I'm Nate Lull. It's our Butler Auto tip-off show. We'll be back in just a few minutes on WCDO.
Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber on Route 8 in Sydney is your local home for the finest quality wood in the area. Twin Valley has all major Northeast species of hard and softwoods. They specialize in dimensional lumber, hardwood flooring, moldings, paneling, and more. Perfect for contractors, wood shops, and hobbyists, Twin Valley is located on Route 8 just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light in Sydney. Call 563-4300. That's 563-4300. Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber, enhancing your home through the beauty of wood. A division of Quality Hardwood. Woods.
I bet you didn't know that you may be eligible to join Shandello Federal Credit Union in Franklin. If you have children enrolled and attending school in Chenango, Delaware, or Otsego County, or if you have an immediate family member who is currently a member, you are eligible. Contact the office today to see how you can take advantage of the many benefits of membership at Shandello Federal Credit Union, where our rates on savings are competitive and our loan rates are the same for all of our qualified members. One size fits all. Visit them at 114 Main Street, Franklin.
Everything you need for your home, close to home. That's Barnard's Hometown Hardware on North Main Street in Bainbridge. And for the winter season, we're stocked with stovepipe and ductwork, heat tape and window plastics, weather stripping and furnace filters, snow shovels, ice melters, roof rakes, and snow brooms for your car, as well as work and winter gloves, hand warmers, and an assortment of Nebo lights and flashlights. And it's never too cold to paint inside. We have quality Valspar paint in every color imaginable, plus nails and screws by the pound at Barnard's Hometown Hardware, 12 North Main Street in Bainbridge.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Back in Cooperstown tonight, Nate Lull with you on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. It's a little extended edition of the Butler Auto pregame show, and it's the Cooperstown boys hosting Delhi tonight. I'm excited to watch this Delhi team, and both these schools have been very, very good to me. Just want to give a shout-out to Cooperstown for setting me up here. I have a great table. I'm right at midcourt. Beautiful place to watch a game. In fact, last time when I was here, last season, we were broadcasting their Christmas tournament. Unitego was up here, and Sydney has been here in past years. And a guy that's sitting across from me, he's over at the scorer's table, Ryan Lansing. He graduated last year from Cooperstown. And he was on that team last year. He went to save a loose ball and dove right across the radio table last year. I don't know how we stayed on the air. He completely washed out all my equipment. I mean, it was just absolutely unbelievable. somehow we stayed on the air. He bounced right back up, got into the play. It was really, really funny. But good to see him here tonight as well. He's now playing baseball at Herkimer. So that's good to see him moving on to the next level. I believe he's running cross country as well. Two-sport athlete at the college level, very rare. but pretty cool for Ryan Lansing. One last quick break. We'll get you the starting lineups. We're going to pause for the national anthem, and we'll be back here on WCDO.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
The Franklin Railroad and Community Museum is a proud supporter of Franklin Purple Devils basketball on WCDO. Located on Main Street in Franklin, the museum is open the last Sunday of each month from 1 to 5 p.m. or by appointment. Come take a tour of the semi-restored Warwick Railroad car that was built in 1886. You can also browse through various Franklin artifacts, scrapbooks, and yearbooks. Take a trip back in time at the Franklin Railroad and Community Museum. Good luck, Franklin basketball, from your friends at the Franklin Railroad and Community Museum.
The folks from Butts Concrete of Masonville proudly support local high school sports on WCDO and wish our local teams the very best this season. Butts Concrete manufactures many different types of precast concrete products, including septic tanks, stairs, catch basins, sidewalk pavers, and much more. Plus, they do residential and commercial septic and sewer cleaning. Just call 265-2887. That's 265-2887 for Butts Concrete and Septic Cleaning Services on Church Street in Masonville, a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO.
Your car, it's so much more than the way you get from here to there. It's a part of your family and how you connect to your community. Most importantly, it's an investment in your future. That's why when you're ready to purchase your next vehicle, tell your dealer to finance it through SFCU. SFCU has worry-free rates that will put you behind the wheel today. SFCU, banking easier. SFCU is federally insured by NCUA. See website for full terms and conditions.
Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneana continues to meet your insurance needs in a personal and comfortable setting. Hi, I'm Dawn Durr of Neighbors Insurance. We provide you with coverage for your vehicle, for your home, and for your business. We have group health insurance, too. We use a variety of companies to get you the best coverage for your insurance dollar. See us in Sydney on Route 7 or in our office on Main Street on the east end of Oneana. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 at AM 1490, WCDO.
Nate Lowell with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Glad to have you along. Let's get you the starting lineups. First here for visiting Delhi, they have Warren Kelly at the helm here, and they are in the maroon uniforms with the white trim. This is Delaware Academy in white lettering across the front of the chest there. They will start with number 5, Logan Akins. Number 10, Alex Haight. Number 20, Luke Brannigan. Number 21, Josh Baxter. And number 42, Hunter Sanford. On the other side for Cooperstown, led by head coach John Lambert, who led them to a state championship, a record of 25-2 back in 2019. They are in the white with the orange and the black trim here tonight. Says Cooperstown in orange lettering across the front of the chest. They will start with number 0, Joe Sensession. They will start with number 3, Spencer Lewis. They will start with number 21, Chris Crickey. Number 24, Will Weldon. And number 42, John Kennedy. Of course, John Kennedy, 6'9", big man, just an absolute beast in the paint. He was such a big part of that state championship team when he was just a sophomore 2 years ago. What a team that was. I mean, when you think about it, you had John Kennedy, of course, led by Jack Lambert, who had, I think it was 53 points in the state semifinal, an unbelievable performance there. You had Ryan Lansing, who I talked about before, Noah Lifgren. I mean, that team was really, really balanced and very good, and some of those pieces are still here tonight. And they've added a piece like Chris Crickey, the lefty guard who transferred in last year, has really helped them. He came up from New Jersey, and so we'll be watching him here tonight as well. So, wow, look at this matchup. Alex Haight at midcourt for Delhi, jumping up against John Kennedy at midcourt for the opening tip of tonight's ball game. And here we go between the Bulldogs and the Hawkeyes. And, oh, Kennedy just got enough of that to win the opening tip. And here's Cooperstown coming down, going left to right on your radio dial as we are underway tonight from CCS. Ball is tipped away by Delhi. And this is going to be Brannigan taking it down the floor. The fadeaway will not go. Rebound for Cooperstown. Safely into the hands of the guard, Spencer Lewis. Thanks for joining us for the Butler Auto tip-off show earlier. We got a little extended edition tonight. Glad to have you along. Cooperstown with the ball again going left to right. Right wing corner. Now for Will Weldon. We'll skip across the top of the defense. It's tapped over the hands of Lewis. He needed to be about 6'9 to grab that one off his hands and out of bounds. So here's Delhi going right to left, again in the maroon with the white trim, coming across the Hawkeyes logo at midcourt. This is Luke Brannigan. Brannigan to the left side, finding Josh Baxter to the interior for Haight. Haight dishes one off, looking for Sanford. Now to Brannigan on the right wing side in front of the Cooperstown bench. Brannigan taking his time. Shot clock is at 15 for DA. Brannigan dribbles to the top of the key, goes to Haight on the right side of the floor. Haight comes off the screen. We'll kick one now to Josh Baxter, left side. Brannigan with five on the shot clock. We'll work one back out to Logan Akins. Akins is going to have to force one up. The kiss off the glass is no good, but Haight with a rebound. And we're going to have a foul here. And so the foul will be on Cooperstown, on Spencer Lewis. I did not see that. Must have been away from the play there. So 6:55 to go in the first. We are scoreless, and this is going to send Logan Akins to the line. Actually, he must have just bumped Akins as he was going up for that shot there. So Akins is going to step in for DA. And the first shot at the line is just a little short here. So 6:54 to go first quarter. We are scoreless between the Hawkeyes and the Bulldogs. So Akins will step in looking for his second shot at the line. And this one is good for the opening points of the game. I'm always curious with this open end of the floor here at CCS where there's no stands, there's no wall really behind this basket to my left. There's a little kind of auxiliary gym to the side here before the wall on the way down far side to see if teams will shoot from that depth perception. If you're not used to it, it can be a tough place to shoot here. So Delhi leads 1-0. Cooperstown trying to go to the interior for Kennedy. The pass was too strong for him. Out of bounds, and Cooperstown's going to take a timeout. So it's a 1-0 score. Sounds like a soccer game here, but it is boys basketball. And it's Delhi 1, Cooperstown nothing. 6.5 to go in the first. We'll be back on CDO.
For honest, dependable, and hassle-free tax preparation, see the trusted professionals at Taxmaster of Afton and Bainbridge. The Taxmaster team offers 65 years combined experience. Taxmaster offers free electronic filing, hassle-free, dependable, and trustworthy. See Taxmaster, 191 Main Street in Afton, or 10 North Main Street in Bainbridge. Call 639-1725 or 967-3200. Get to Taxmaster and get it over with.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490, WCDO.
And we're back. Delhi with the basketball going right to left in a 1-0 lead after the Cooperstown timeout. Yes, that's right. It's a 1-0 game early in the first quarter between these two teams. Haight with a straightaway three. Skims the front of the rim, won't go down. Cooperstown with the rebound. Will Weldon back up the floor across the midcourt timeline. Finds Lewis. Nice little dribble drive here. Lewis stops in a tough spot. Ball was tipped away, and there's that Delhi defense. He'll take it away. Left side of the floor for Haight. Haight's going to try to take it to the rim, and we will have a jump ball here as Haight got into the paint, and the arrow is going to keep it with DA. Boy, Haight with that explosiveness to get into the lane. That is just, that's next-level stuff. 6 minutes to go in this first quarter. A 1-0 lead for Delhi over Cooperstown. They go to the interior for Haight. Dishes one off for Sanford. Lays it up and in. Very nice pass from Alex Haight, and Sanford's able to finish. And Delhi leads 3-0 with 5:50 to go in the first quarter. Here is Weldon, left side of the floor for Joseph Session, wearing number zero. Gets a back door there for Kennedy, and he was wide open. Kennedy beats the defense there. Nice pass from Session, and it's 3-2. With 5.5 to go in this first quarter, Delhi boys on top by a point. And this is the matchup we were looking for. That's what I'm talking about, folks. I am pumped up for tonight's game. And here is Brannigan at the top of the key, holding on to it. Now it's tipped away there by Will Weldon. Tiptoes down the right wing sideline, and Cooperstown's going to have a free possession out of this one. Concession back out to Weldon. They'll swing it to the left side. Now back to the right. They'll go to Cricky. Cricky closely guarded here by Josh Baxter. Cricky into the lane. The little hook there won't go down. Kennedy a rebound, tosses it up. He is fouled, knocked to the floor. Shot didn't go, but the big man, John Kennedy, will be headed to the line. Foul is going to be on Brannigan, his first and the team's first. With 5:07 to go in this first quarter, it is a 3-2 ball game. Delhi boys leading Cooperstown on the road here tonight at Red Bursey Gymnasium in Cooperstown. First shot here for Kennedy is in and out. Interested to see what the future holds for John Kennedy. I was talking about it with Coach Lambert at the beginning of the season. I'll have to check in with him again and see if there's any updates. There are a variety of schools that I think would love to have his services in the near future just with his size and his athletic ability. He goes 0 for 2 right there at the line, though. And Delhi with a rebound. Sanford with an outlet pass finds Brandigan. Ahead now for Baxter for 3. Off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound for Spencer Lewis. And, oh, boy, Lewis falling hard there, but looks like he's going to get back up with 4:57 to go in this first quarter. We'll hope that Lewis is okay. He got that rebound and then fell to the floor quite quickly. I think we're going to take a small break here. Just under 5 minutes to go in the first quarter. We'll hope that Spencer Lewis is okay. The score 3-2. The Delhi boys are on top of Cooperstown. We'll be back on CDO.
Matt's Auto of Otigo is proud to support local high school sports on WCDO. Matt's Auto is just outside of Otigo on County Road 7. Matt's Auto provides quality general service and repair. They can do it all. Oil changes, brakes, tires, tune-ups, suspension work, engine repair, and they offer computer diagnostic testing. Matt's Auto has been in business since 1994 and is a local shop you can trust. Call 988-9264. That's 988-9264. Or stop by on County Road 7. Matt's Auto of Otigo. 988-9264.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Out of the timeout, Alex Haight is fouled here. And the foul is going to be on Concession, his first and the team's second. So Alex Haight will head to the line. And the injured player was Spencer Lewis. Looks like maybe an ankle for Cooperstown. He is over on the bench now. And we'll be getting some help here from the training staff. At the line will be Alex Haight. His first shot, no good. So I have noticed Delhi struggling just a little bit here, shooting on this rim. They are going towards the end of the floor that has the open back. There's no wall right near behind the basket like a lot of schools are used to. Haight gets the second one to go, though, for his first points of the night. Delhi still leads 4-2. We will hope that Spencer Lewis can come back in. In the meantime, it's Jason Fornari who's into the ballgame. Now a steal by Delhi as Cooperstown brought it into their own offensive end of the floor. Baxter back to midcourt will shovel one to the far side looking for Logan Akins. And now Delhi will slow it down on offense. They go to Haight on the right side of the floor. Haight for 3, no. Sanford with a rebound. Pumps one back out to Baxter and slows it down. Now we'll go to Brandigan up near midcourt. 25 seconds on the shot clock. Lots of time here for DA with 4 minutes to go in the first quarter. Here is Haight with a pull-up jumper. Good from the foul line for Alex Haight. He had Kennedy with a hand right in his face, and he was still able to put that down. Delhi 6 and Cooperstown 2. Kennedy says, I'll take that back. Beats Sanford down the floor and is able to grab that and put it up. Kennedy with 4 points makes it 6-4. Kennedy got behind the defense. They fed it over to him and laid it up and in. 3:35 to go in this first quarter. Nice backdoor pass from Haight, finding Sanford, and he laid it in. Great dish there from Haight. And it's 8-4. Delhi is leading Cooperstown with 3:25 to go in the first quarter. Weldon across the midcourt timeline. Tough man-to-man pressure here from Delhi, making it difficult. Weldon gets down low on the baseline, might have stepped out of bounds, got away with it, gets it into Concession. No, that was Cricky who laid it up and in. Cricky, the lefty, used that left hand on the little underhand scoop to put it in. 3:05 to go in the first quarter. It's 8-6. The Delhi boys leading Cooperstown here tonight at CCS. Here's Sanford, pull-up jumper from the foul line. Hit the rim twice, wouldn't go down. Concession with a rebound. And an outlet pass looking for the guard, Will Weldon. Weldon is across midcourt, stops. He's double-teamed, looking for help. No, it's taken away here by Haight. Haight's going to go for the slam-a-jam, and he rips it down. Alex Haight with the monster dunk on the breakaway, making it 10-6. 2.5 to go in the first quarter. Big time dunk there from Haight. Cooperstown back across midcourt, stolen away once again by Sanford. Now ahead for Brandigan. Brandigan thought about putting on the brakes, had his pocket picked, ball loose on the floor. Cooperstown's going to take a timeout as Cricky dived on the floor, called timeout to bail himself out, and will step away. 2:24 to go in the first after the Alex Haight dunk. It's 10-6. Delhi on top of Coop. We'll be back on CDO.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen & Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen & Fraser Builders can meet all your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. At Cohen & Fraser Builders, they see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426 for Cohen & Fraser Builders of Franklin.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
2:25 to go in this first quarter. It's 10-6. The Delhi boys, after the Alex Haight dunk, leading Cooperstown. Shout out to my Delaware Academy JV boys here. They're giving me the Nate Lull chant. Have not heard that in like a year. That was cool during the break there. Gotta love it. Now a steal by Delhi at midcourt. Ball was almost out of bounds. Cricky saved it. And it went to midcourt, and Delhi was able to take it away. Pull-up jumper here is good for Brannigan. Luke Brannigan from the left elbow is able to put that down. Makes it Delhi 12 and Cooperstown 6 with a 1:55 to go in the first quarter. Left side of the floor now for Cooperstown. Knocked away again by this Delhi defense. They're looking for the outlet pass to Brannigan. Brannigan in transition. Looks to dump it over to Haight, and he'll lay it up and in. Haight now with a quick 7 points for Delhi. It's 14-6. With a minute and a half to go in this first quarter, and this Delhi defense swarming all around. Bulldogs come in undefeated to tonight's game. 14-6 to score. Another steal here for Delhi. No, Cooperstown's able to hang on. They'll pass it down low for Kennedy. He puts it up, and the right-handed layup is good for John Kennedy. Makes it 14-8 with a minute 15 to go in this first quarter. Delhi back over the midcourt line. Brannigan straight away here as Delhi goes right to left. Brannigan thought about a three but didn't pull the trigger. Goes to Baxter. Now into the corner for Alex Haight. Pull-up jumper for Haight. Oh, in and out. And a rebound for Chris Cricky. Minute to go in the first quarter. Delhi boys leading Cooperstown on the road here at CCS, 14-8. Into the right wing corner now for the Hawkeyes. At the foul line, this is Alex Hage over for Sensession on the baseline. Sensession stuck in a tough spot, has to dump it back out to Fernari. Straight away for a three, buried it. Fernari with the three ball, makes it 14-11 with 35 seconds to go in the first quarter. Fun opening quarter here between the Hawkeyes and the Bulldogs. 30 seconds to go now. Brannigan, top of the key, goes to Haight on the left side. Thought about a three, now goes to Baxter. Left wing corner for three, no good. Rebound Fernari. 20 seconds to go, first quarter. Fernari in transition. We'll look to come across midcourt, and the pass wasn't there. It rolls out of bounds with 16 seconds to go in this first quarter. Delhi will get it back. Shot clock is off, so they can play for the last possession of the opening quarter here if they wish. Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDO. Great to be here in Cooperstown. Got my good setup at midcourt. Love to be here. And this is DA with the ball in the backcourt now. 15 seconds to go. This is Garrett Pinney across midcourt, looking to set it up now for the Bulldogs. Gets one back over to Luke Schnabel. Steps in, dumps one off for Owen Haight. And now we'll have a foul onto the baseline as Haight had dumped one off for Luke Schnabel. And Schnabel was driving to the line, and he was fouled on Sensession. That's his second and the team's third. 1 second, 1.6 to go. They're going to lob one in here looking for Sanford at the buzzer. Got it. Sanford, count it. He's got 6 points. And at the end of the first quarter, it's Delhi 16, Cooperstown 11. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Häagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student athletes.
From the smallest moments to the biggest milestones, life is filled with triumphs, changes, and challenges. And no matter where you are in your life, you can count on NBT Bank to support you every step of the way. With a wide range of products and easy-to-use digital tools, all with friendly, local teams to help you make the most of them. So live confidently and look forward to what's next, knowing that NBT Bank is here to help you focus on what matters. NBT Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Start of the second quarter here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. We're glad to have you along. Nate Lull tonight on WCDO, live from Cooperstown, as it is the Cooperstown boys hosting Delhi. Start of the second quarter, it's the Delaware Academy boys leading Cooperstown 16-11. Here is Will Weldon at the top of the key. Weldon to the right side of the floor. We'll dish one off, looking for Alex Hage. Hage back out to Weldon. 20 on the shot clock, and we're going to have a foul on Delhi. Boy, this defense is just swarming here. The ball handlers up at the top of the key, they're making it very difficult for Cooperstown to get the offense started. Foul's going to be on Luke Schnabel, his first, team second. Here's our team foul situation. Coop with three, and Delhi with two. And so Cooperstown with the basketball. They'll be doing the inbounding duties over in front by the scorer's table, in front of the Delhi bench. They'll get it into Weldon. These Cooperstown guards have their hands full tonight. They've been doing a good job so far, but that pressure is going to keep coming. They'll have to handle it. Cricky, the lefty, step-in jumper too strong, and Delhi comes down with a rebound. Kennedy, though, is able to rip it out of the hands there of Ryan Wilson. We'll have a jump ball. Arrow will keep it with the Bulldogs. Kennedy did a good job to see that that ball was still up in the air and tried to snatch it. So here is D.A. coming across the midcourt timeline. Here is Owen Haight. Haight finds Alex Haight. So Owen to Alex. Alex takes it into the lane, blocked out of there by Kennedy. That's a fun matchup when those two are going head-to-head. 7:20 to go, second quarter. Ball will stay with D.A. Just the leaping ability of Haight, his athletic ability, and, you know, same for Kennedy. So D.A. will look to get the ball in. They'll find Owen Haight. Reversing into the corner for Luke Schnabel. Schnabel will come back out to the top of the key. Little crossover for Schnabel. Finds Owen Haight left side. His jumper is too strong. Rebound is loose on the floor. Schnabel's there to pick it up. Pull-up jumper. Off the glass. No good. Kennedy a rebound. And in transition, an outlet pass for Will Weldon. Still 16-11. The Bulldogs leading the Hawkeyes here at CCS. Cricky, pull-up jumper is short. Rebound loose on the floor. Picked up by the Cooperstown Hawkeyes. But a steal by D.A. Here comes Haight. Like he shot out of a cannon. Haight down the floor, and he is fouled by Will Weldon, who was doing everything he could to just get back to make sure Haight didn't try to fly for another dunk. Starters coming back in here as Owen Haight will head to the bench. Actually, Alex Haight's going to get a breather as well. And Luke Brannigan coming back in, as well as Logan Akins. 6:45 to go in this second quarter. Now, you might think, oh, some of these Delhi seniors are going to be gone next year. Yes, that's true, but they're JV. Very, very good program. D.A. is going to be in good shape for the next couple of years. Warren Kelly doing a great job building this program. And, of course, the legend Dave Kelly, the JV coach still. 6:40 to go, second quarter. Delhi with the basketball. They're in the maroon with the white trim going right to left. They go to Brannigan on the left wing side of the floor. Looking for options here on offense as we click past 6.5 to go in the second quarter. Brannigan on the left wing side. His shot is too strong, but Akins is there for the rebound to clean it up. Delhi's got a fresh shot clock to work with. They get it to the high post for Brannigan. Kennedy is right there to get his hands in his face. Back outside for Logan Akins. It was tipped as he released it. An air ball is scooped up here by Cooperstown. The momentum feels like it's with Delhi, but Coop is hanging tough in this game. Kudos to them. Cricky to the paint. Left wing jumper. Good from the elbow for Chris Cricky. And he has 4 points, and it's 16-13 with 5:50 to go in the second quarter. Here comes Schnabel across midcourt. Now looking for Brannigan. Brannigan to the left wing side. Back inside for a cutting Schnabel, and he's able to finish the pass there from Finney to Schnabel, and he's able to put it down. Cooperstown now trailing 18-13 with 5.5 to go second quarter. Hawkeyes with the basketball. They'll dish one off for Cricky. Now back to Hage, top of the key. Hage will go back to Cricky for Weldon straight away. Weldon will back one out. Right wing side into the corner now for Hage. Pull-up jumper, short. Rebound for Logan Akins of Delhi. Quickly back in transition. Delhi likes to move that ball fast. Akins will go for Penny at the top of the key. Down low. Jumper is off the mark for Ryan Wilson. Rebound for the Hawkeyes. Wilson was on that baseline right wing side. It wouldn't go. Hage across midcourt. Hage to the left side. Now to the right side here for Will Weldon. And boy, Delhi just loves to get right in your shorts. And now here is a steal by Schnabel. And Schnabel tries to take it down the length of the court. And Weldon Weldon pretty much tackled him there. With 4:45 to go in the second quarter, we'll hope that Will Weldon is okay here. We're going to have an intentional foul. We're going to take a break. Weldon down on the floor. We hope that he is okay. That was a big-time collision. And we'll stay here, actually. Weldon is back to his feet with 4:43 to go in the second, 18-13 to score. That was a physical play there as the steal from Schnabel. He was going down for the breakaway layup there, and Weldon, I don't think it was necessarily intentional. It's going to be called an intentional or a flagrant foul, but they got tied up, and it looked like a football tackle. Coach Kelly wants an explanation at midcourt here with 4:43 to go in the second. And I think both coaches are going to get a little explanation here. So that is going to be the second foul on Will Weldon and the fifth on Cooperstown as a team. And so this is going to be Luke Brannigan taking the foul shots here at the line. And this one is no good. And so the second one coming here for Brannigan from the flagrant foul. Concession back into the ballgame now, replacing Will Weldon. And this will be Brannigan stepping in for the second shot. He gets it to go. So Brannigan now with three, and it's 19-13. And so D.A. will be getting the basketball with 4:43 to go in the second. Alex Haight coming back in. Weldon does appear to be okay. He's up over on the bench. He's moving around, so that's good to see. And Delhite with the basketball. They go to the right side of the floor. A three ball is good for Josh Baxter. Baxter from downtown, giving Delhite a 22-13 lead over Cooperstown here on the road with 4.5 to go in the second quarter. Here are the Hawkeyes with the basketball. They get it to the high post for a concession. Down low for Kennedy, up off the glass, and good. John Kennedy with a team-high 8 points for Cooperstown, and a good look by the Hawkeyes to get it to the interior. 4:15 to go in the second quarter. It's 22-15. Now another three here for D.A. Oh, they're feeling it from downtown. Josh Baxter again. That one was NBA range, and it's 25-15, and this D.A. JV boys team is fired up. Biggest lead of the game now for D.A. and a steal at midcourt on the full court pressure. Sanford will dish one out to the far side. Here's Brannigan with a pull-up jumper off the side of the rim. Just a little too strong. Too much hot sauce on that one. Back down the floor now for Cooperstown. With 3:40 to go in the second quarter. Little alley-oop pass to Cricky. It's good. Cricky puts it in. And Cooperstown getting their way back into this game. It's 25-17 all of a sudden. With 3.5 to go in the second quarter. Cooperstown is not going to go quietly here. They have a slogan called Defend Red Bursey here. They like to do that. Three ball is off the mark and no good. Haight will get the rebound and put it up and in. Alex Haight with 9 points. Good job on the boards by D.A. 3:15 to go in this second quarter. It's 27-17. The Cooperstown boys with the basketball now. They'll work one into the corner. Down low for Kennedy. Puts it up and in. And bodies were just bouncing off of Kennedy left and right. Somebody tries to go in and guard him, and they just bounce off him. It's like a football play. 2:50 to go in the second quarter. I think head coach John Lambert wants a foul on that, too, but he didn't get it. It's 27-19. Another three for Delhi is no good, but Haight was there to tip it in. The old tip drill there as Penny missed it, and Haight was able to put that up and in. So Delhi leads 29-19. Cooperstown with the basketball. A steal by Haight. Out of bounds, though. It's going to stay with Cooperstown. 2.5 to go in this second quarter. 10-point lead for D.A. It's 29-19. Coach Lambert going to have a word with the officials here before we get back underway. 2.5 to go in this second quarter. Thanks for joining us here tonight on WCDO and at WCDOsports.com. Our web stream is courtesy tonight of SFCU. And an inbounds pass is taken away here by Alex Haight. This defense is causing a lot of problems. Left side of the floor for Brannigan. Into the corner for Baxter. Back to Brannigan. Tries to feed one down low for Logan Akins. Bounced off of his hands and a takeaway for Cooperstown. Alex Hage back across midcourt for the Hawkeyes. Left side of the floor for Fernari. Into the corner for Cricky for three. Halfway down it wouldn't go. Sensation is there. His rebound. His layup to put it back wouldn't go. Excuse me. Now Kennedy is fouled as he gets that other layup. Marbles in the mouth tonight, folks. 2 minutes to go in this second quarter. It's 29-19. And Delhi is on top by 10. Weldon's going to come back in the game. This is good to see. So 2 minutes to go, second quarter. 29-19 the score. The Bulldogs leading the Hawkeyes. And Cooperstown will be doing the inbounding. This is Cricky looking for some options. Gets it into Kennedy. Kennedy with his back to the basket goes to Succession right side. Now back inside for Kennedy. And Kennedy is fouled by Alex Haight there with a minute 55 to go in the second quarter. They're going to say, let's see, was that on the floor? We'll see. Yeah, foul was on the floor. So 1:56 to go in the second quarter. Delhi boys leading 29-19. And Cricky will be doing the inbounding duties for the Hawkeyes. Cooperstown will look to get it in. And they do to Succession. Pump fakes, pulls up for a long two, hit the front of the rim, wouldn't go. And a rebound for Alex Haight. And an outlet pass here for Josh Baxter. Now back to Haight. Into the corner for Schnabel. The little floater is well short. Succession with a rebound, and he's fouled with a 1:42 to go in this second quarter. Score is still 29-19. Delhi boys leading Cooperstown on the road here tonight in this battle between MAC teams and Center State Conference teams. It's been a lot of fun. I mean, Cooperstown is technically in Section 3, but to have them play pretty much a complete Section 4 schedule this year has been a lot of fun during this COVID-shortened season. Cooperstown pumps it to the interior with Kennedy. He's in a tough spot, is able to find it and put it up and in. Great footwork there by John Kennedy, and he has 12 points. And it's 29-21 with a minute 20 to go in this second quarter. Baxter for three. It's short. Rebound for Succession. Cooperstown back down the floor. Succession tried to leave it for Cricky, and it's an over and back. Succession was over the midcourt timeline. Saw Cricky on the left wing, dumped it to him, but he was still in the backcourt. Owen Haight's going to check back in, and Baxter will go to the bench. Make sure to stay tuned. We'll have our Mirabito Energy Products halftime report coming up in just a few minutes. And this will be Alex Haight now on the Hawkeyes logo at midcourt. We'll leave one for Schnabel as they set the offense up going right to left. They're in the maroon with the white trim. Haight will leave it back to Schnabel. Good ball movement finding Owen Haight on the left side. Finds Alex in the corner. Spots up for three. In and out. Rebound for Owen Haight. Tapped one over to Schnabel, who puts it up and in. Schnabel now with 4 points, making it 31-21 with 50 seconds to go in the second quarter. Cooperstown in the backcourt. Coming across the midcourt timeline. Here is Frenari. He's bumped by Schnabel. This Delhi defense is just tough and in your face. Into the right wing corner now for Cricky. Far side for Weldon. It's tapped away there by Owen Haight. Yeah, it's going to go back to Delhi with 35 seconds to go in the second quarter. They just feed off this energy. It's kind of contagious. So here is Owen Haight. Gets it across midcourt. Finds Schnabel. Into the corner for Alex Haight. And Luke Schnabel now will feed one for Owen Haight. I think we might have a timeout here, or are we going to have a technical foul? I'm not sure. The official looking over at the Cooperstown bench here with 26 seconds to go in the second quarter. Not exactly sure what they called. I think it was a foul, but it must have been over in that corner. I thought maybe it was on John Lambert, but it wasn't. Looks like they called a foul there underneath for Cooperstown. Either way, there's 20 seconds to go in the second quarter. And Delhi with the basketball. Left wing side for Owen Haight. Haight back up to the top of the key for Schnabel. Down to 8 seconds left. Schnabel's in a double team. He's trying to get out of it here. Schnabel will dish one across. Finds Logan Akins for a long two. It won't go. Taken away, and that's going to be our halftime score. Delhi 31, Cooperstown 21. A fast and furious opening half here at Coop tonight. And we'll be back soon with the Mirabito Energy Products Halftime Report. I'm Nate Lull, halftime score. Delhi 31, Cooperstown 21. We'll be back on CDO.
This year, switch to Mirabito. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now is the time. For over 90 years, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil or propane, count on Mirabito. With our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability and affordability are just a phone call away. This year, switch to Mirabito, where our people make energy different.
And our halftime report is brought to you by Mirabito Energy Products. Mirabito has been serving the community since 1927. At Mirabito, our people make energy different. Again, our score 31-21, the Bulldogs on top of the Hawkeyes. And let's see, our first half scoring summary for Delhi. 11 points for Alex Heat, 6 for Hunter Sanford, 6 for Josh Baxter, 4 for Luke Schnabel, 3 for Luke Brannigan, and 1 for Logan Akins. On the other side for Cooperstown, 12 for John Kennedy, 6 for Chris Crickey, and 3 for Jason Fernari. Kennedy has been a real force on the inside, rebounds, blocks, points, as he always has. Very impressed with his footwork. He gets, you know, sometimes he's in a tough spot. Teams are trying to push him out of the paint a little bit. He gets the ball in some weird positions sometimes, and yet he is still able to find a way to go up and get a layup out of it. It's really nice to see. Alex Haight with a tremendous steal and a slam dunk in that first quarter. Very active hands, good shooting, just vintage Alex Haight here tonight for Delhi. So again, this is pretty much the end of our regular season of the shortened season of basketball. I might be able to sneak in one more game next week. Cooperstown boys will still be playing next week, so we're going to take a look at the schedule. If you're interested in a great girls game tomorrow, the Norwich girls are traveling up to Section 2 to take on Cambridge, who's the defending Class C state champions. That's going to be a great game, 3 o'clock tomorrow. I am planning to make the trip and go up and do some Twitter updates. Coach Bob Phillips of the Cambridge girls. Cambridge comes down, this is how we know them. Cambridge comes down to this area. They've played in the Delhi tournament for many years. They have two twins, Sophie and Lily Phillips, Bob's daughters, who are both going to go play Division I basketball. So that's going to be a phenomenal game tomorrow, and Coach Phillips was nice enough to allow me to come in tomorrow, and I'll be doing some Twitter updates, so you can find that at WCDOsports.com. That is going to be a heck of a ball game. The Norwich Press and everything against pretty much the best Class C team in New York State, and they are just loaded. These two guards are the real deal, folks, probably two of the best high school basketball girls that I have seen in my career. Just silky smooth, can get up and down the floor, can shoot. Norwich is going to have their hands full tomorrow. But I'm sure Coach Josh Bennett, I was texting with him earlier this week. I said, Coach, you going to get any sleep this week? And he said, 3-4 hours. It's enough. I got to prepare. So Norwich will be ready to go, I'm sure. It's our Mirabito Energy Products halftime report. We're in Cooperstown tonight, and it's the Delhi boys leading 31-21 over the home team, the Cooperstown Hawkeyes. We'll take a break, and we'll be back with the start of the third quarter on WCDO.
For over 90 years, Bainbridge Memorial Works has served the Tri-County area and beyond with the highest quality and most personal service. Gary and Lindsay Gifford proudly continue this family tradition, providing expert workmanship without pressure. They offer a large inventory of granite monuments and markers, as well as cemetery lettering and cleaning services. Family owned and operated since 1927, Bainbridge Memorial Works is open year-round at 92 North Main Street in Bainbridge. Call 967-3986 or visit BainbridgeMemorialWorks.com. Bainbridge Memorial Works. Our guarantee lasts a lifetime.
Matthew Campbell Insurance of Franklin is a proud supporter of Franklin Purple Devil basketball on WCDO. Located in downtown Franklin, Matthew Campbell Insurance is a hometown insurance agency you can trust. Offering a full line of insurance options from Prudential, you know you'll get the best coverage at the lowest price. Matthew Campbell Insurance also offers investment and retirement planning services, as well as business planning needs. Call today at 829-8444. Good luck, Purple Devils, from the Matthew Campbell Insurance Agency of Franklin.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi has been a part of the community, standing by you through challenging times since 1839. We want to assure you that we are prepared to assist our customers during the COVID-19 outbreak. Feel free to take advantage of our internet banking, mobile deposit, and bill pay applications available from the comfort of your home. If you have any questions, please call or stop by any branch. You can also find more information at the Delaware National Bank of Delhi website at dnbd.bank. The Delaware National Bank of Delhi, standing by you through challenging times since 1839.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Start of the third quarter here in Cooperstown. The Delhi boys leading 31-21 over the Cooperstown Hawkeyes. Nate Lull with you on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. A steal by Delhi off the opening pass in the third quarter, but Will Weldon got it back and was fouled as he tried to take it to the interior. Cooperstown's in the home whites with the orange and the black trim going right to left to start this third quarter. Delhi is in the road maroon uniforms with the right trim. They will be going left to right. And so the Hawkeyes will get the ball underneath the hoop. They'll look to get one into Will Weldon. Weldon to the far side, finding Spencer Lewis for three. It's short. And a rebound here for Josh Baxter. Back up the floor now for Alex Haight. Across the midcourt timeline, finds Luke Brannigan. Brannigan comes off the screen, wants to stop, now feeds one down low for Hunter Sanford. Up and in. Hunter Sanford with 8 points and a great look from Luke Brannigan. Very well executed there. 7:20 to go in the third. It's 33-21 as the Delhi boys are leading Cooperstown. Weldon at the top of the key. Goes to Cricky on the far side as Cooperstown goes right to left. Chest pass for Spencer Lewis. He got hurt in the first half. It's good to see him back in there. Tried to pump one into the interior. It was taken away there by Logan Akins. And now for Brannigan at midcourt, they're going to say it was a double dribble. I think Luke thought maybe he got away with that for a split second. But the Zebra crew caught him. 33-21 the score with 7 minutes to go in the third quarter. Spencer Lewis with the basketball. Comes across the Hawkeyes logo at midcourt. Lewis with a chest pass finds Sensession left side. Sensession tries to go to the interior for Kennedy, and he was fouled by Sanford as they got tangled up. Hunter Sanford was on the back of Kennedy there. It looked like they just got tied up foot to foot. 6:50 to go in this third quarter. It's 33-21. Delhi boys leading. There's Sensession on a cut. Wow, very nicely designed inbounds play, and Sensession was wide open and was able to put it up and in. It's 33-23 with 6:40 to go in this third quarter. Coach Kelly barking out some signals from the far side bench for the Bulldogs as they go left to right. They have it in front of their own bench. Brannigan down low on the baseline for Hunter Sanford. The jumper is good for Sanford, and he has 10 points. Having a nice night. This is the thing about this Delhi team. They have some size. They're quick. They have guards. They're athletic. It's very good. Will Weldon left side as Cooperstown is trying to hang in this game. Here's Spencer Lewis. Busts one back out for Cricky. Almost taken away. We're going to have another foul on Delhi here. This is going to be the third foul on Delhi so far in the third quarter. We're not even 2 minutes in. No fouls on Cooperstown. Schnabel is going to check into the ball game here, and Brannigan will come to the bench. Second, that's the second foul on Alex Haight, and the team's third. So Cooperstown will get it in, and here is Will Weldon at the Hawkeyes logo at midcourt. Weldon dribbles to the far side in front of the Cooperstown bench, picks up his dribble in a tough spot, tries to bounce one to Sensession. Ball is on the floor. Weldon was able to go into the fray there, pick it up, floats for a jumper. We're going to have another foul on Haight. Haight bumped into Weldon, and that's going to be his third. Coach Kelly not pleased. He quickly turns around, heads over to the bench. I think he's looking for somebody to put in now for Alex Haight, and he's going to bring Garrett Penny back in. So, yeah, that's three fouls on Haight. That's a tough break here if you are the Delhi Bulldogs, as Haight's going to have to sit for a while. Delhi with a lead at the moment, 35-23. I wouldn't say it's a comfortable lead, as Cooperstown has been hanging around. They've been pesky here tonight. Here's Lewis into the corner, right side for three. There it is. Spencer Lewis from downtown makes it 35-26. No lead is safe here at Red Bursey at Cooperstown. 5:40 to go in this third quarter. Here is Sanford. Pulls up for a jumper and hit it. Wow, the big fella, Hunter Sanford, doing some work down low. Makes it 37-26. He's using that mid-range game, kind of daring John Kennedy to come out from under the basket, and it's working well. 5:25 to go in the third, 37-26. The pass down low. Cooperstown puts it up with Sensession. He couldn't grab it. Will Weldon with the rebound. His jumper is off the mark. And this time it's picked up by Delhi. Stepping on the line, there was Garrett Penny. Both teams playing with some good intensity right now. This gym, actually, with having the JV teams here in the stands, got some good crowd noise in here. I like it. 5:15 to go in the third. Delhi boys leading Cooperstown 37-26 tonight here at CCS. Here is Cricky, left side of the floor. Dribble drive back out to Weldon. Left side for three. It's an air ball and a push underneath. This time the foul is going to be on Cooperstown. Going to be on John Kennedy for pushing and shoving underneath the basket there. Kennedy just raised his hands, like, what did I do? 5:05 to go in this third quarter. Delhi leading 37-26. This Delhi team has routinely been putting up 70 and 80 points. Cooperstown trying to hold them down here tonight. Right side of the floor now is Cooperstown on defense. Delhi going left to right. Sensession going for the steal, and they're going to say that he hacked him on the arm. I think Sensession's got a case there. It might have been a clean steal. 4:50 to go in this third quarter. It's 37-26. And Delhi will look to get it in on the right side of the floor. They'll zip one to Luke Schnabel here. Now working one up to Josh Baxter. Baxter now for Garrett Penny. Penny back to Baxter. His three ball is good. Baxter with another three, and he's got 9 points, all on three-pointers. 4.5 to go in this third quarter. It's 40-26. Cooperstown pumps it to the inside. A good pass from Sensession, finding Kennedy. Puts it up and in. He's got 14. It's 40-28 with 4:15 to go in this third quarter. Delhi with the ball. A steal now by Sensession. Sensession ahead for Kennedy. Back to Sensession. Stops. The kiss off the glass is good for Sensession. He has 4 points. Warren Kelly's seen enough. A timeout. It's back to a 10-point game. Delhi boys leading Cooperstown 40-30. 4 minutes to go in the third. We'll be back on CDO.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
40-30 the score. The Delhi boys on the road leading Cooperstown with 4:05 to go in the third quarter. Looks like Cooperstown, after making a little run there, is going to bring some full court pressure. And Delhi is able to break it. Here's Hunter Sanford. We'll dish one off to Luke Schnabel. Now back to Garrett Penny. Far side for Josh Baxter. Back out to Hunter Sanford. Taking it to the rim. It's no good. Rebound is picked up here by Cooperstown. Can the Hawkeyes make a little run? This would be interesting with 3:45 to go in the third. Back up the floor for Cricky. Cricky on the baseline. Tries to feed one off for Kennedy. Now back out for Weldon. Straight away for Alex Hage. Hage inside for Kennedy. Puts it up and in. Kennedy's got 16, and Cooperstown has got life. 3:30 to go in the third, and we're going to have a timeout again. Delhi wants to talk it over, and Coach Kelly is hot. He wants his guys to step it up here. 3.5 to go in the third. Delhi 40, Cooperstown 32. We'll be back on CDO.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. NYCM is there for you 24/7, 365. Visit online nycm.com.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Cooperstown boys try to get back in this ball game. 3.5 to go in this third quarter. Delhi boys on the road here at CCS tonight, leading 40-32. But it's been a 6-0 run for the Hawkeyes, and they've put on some full court pressure here. Now they're going to take it back off, it looks like. So we'll see what they settle back into on defense. Again, 3.5 to go in this third quarter. I'm Nate Lowe. Glad to have you along tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Delhi with a three from Baxter. That was way downtown, and he didn't have enough mustard on it. And a rebound for Cooperstown. Let's see if they can keep the run going. Spencer Lewis right side now for Will Weldon. Weldon finds Cricky straight away. Back to Lewis. Pump fake, steps in. Jumper is short. Rebound loose. Back to Lewis. Track down his own shot. Gets it inside for Kennedy. Puts it up. Too strong. Good look for Kennedy. But he couldn't get it to go. And a rebound for Delhi. That would have been a big, big bucket there for Coop. They couldn't find the bottom of the tin, though. Delhi trying to answer. They've been cold the last few minutes. Alex Hayes is on the bench with three fouls. And to the interior here for Kenny Rasmussen. Tipped out of bounds, though, by Cricky, and Delhi will hold on with 2:45 to go. Good to be here in Coop tonight. Looking up at that banner for the 2019 state champs for this boys basketball team. That was a great run down at the Broome County Arena. Three ball is no good for Baxter. Rebound for Sanford. Back to the right side for Schnabel. Pump fakes. Dishes one into the corner for Rasmussen. His jumper is short. Rebound Kennedy. And Kennedy now will get it into the hands of Spencer Lewis. And Lewis will come across the Hawkeyes logo in midcourt. Finds a wide open Cricky in the corner for three. Oh, in and out. A good box out by Delhi. Another good possession for Coop, and they couldn't find the bottom of the tin. Left side for Schnabel. He wants a three. That's NBA range. Too strong. Rebound loose. Picked up by Rasmussen. He dumps it up and in. Kenny Rasmussen makes it 42-32. Delhi boys on top by 10 with 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. Three starters, Akins, Alex Haight, and Brannigan will be coming back in. Kennedy works it down low on the baseline. Ball is saved by Delhi. Kennedy on the floor. He's going to have to run to get back into the defensive position, and he does. Minute 45 to go in the third. It's 42-32. Delhi with the basketball going left to right. Here's Schnabel. Little spin move. Wants to take it to the rim, and Kennedy says no. Blocked it out of there. So here come the three starters back in for Delhi. And this would help the Bulldogs' cause. Cooperstown had cut it down to eight, and they almost had it to six, maybe even five, if that three ball from Cricky had gone. And we'll see if the starters can help Delhi try to pull away again or at least protect this 10-point lead. Late in this third quarter tonight in Cooperstown. Delhi gets it in. They go to Schnabel, left side. He's fouled by Spencer Lewis. Here's our team foul situation. Four for Delhi and three now for Cooperstown. That's the second personal foul on Spencer Lewis. So Delhi with the basketball. 90 seconds to go, third quarter. Here's Haight into the corner now. Looking for Logan Akins. Feeding one back to Schnabel. Schnabel, dribble drive, wants to take it right at Kennedy again, and he blocked it out of there. Kennedy comes down with the basketball, and what's the call going to be here? With a minute 18 to go in the third, we're going to have a foul? Yes, we are. Going to be a foul on Delhi. Going to be on Luke Schnabel with 1:18 to go in this third quarter. It's 42-32. And so Cooperstown with another chance here late in this third quarter as Owen Haight comes into the ballgame now, almost has a steal at midcourt. Coming to Spencer Lewis, and now it's the Haight brothers, Owen and Alex, double-teaming Spencer Lewis there, and it was tapped out of his hands. It's going to stay with Cooperstown with 1:07 to go in the third. It's 42-32. DA on top of Coop. And the Hawkeyes will look to get it in. They find Lewis, spots up for three, hits it. Spencer Lewis now with 6 points on 2 3-pointers, and it's 42-35. We got a ball game, folks. 55 seconds to go, third quarter. Across the midcourt timeline now. Here is Luke Brannigan. Chest pass into the corner for Haight. And a foul here on Sensation with 49 seconds to go in the third. And we're going to have the inbounding here from Luke Brannigan. We're going to have four fouls now on Sensation. And so Sensation is going to have to come out, and Cricky comes back in. Brannigan will be doing the inbounding duties on the baseline. We'll look to feed one in for Owen Haight. Instead goes to the top of the key for Logan Akins. Back to Brannigan. Full shot clock to work with for the Bulldogs as they go left to right. Feeding one far side for Owen Haight, and he is fouled by Spencer Lewis. With 40 seconds to go in the third. And DA leading 42-35. Both teams with five fouls apiece now, so the foul shooting could come into play in a tight game. Third personal on Spencer Lewis. And so Owen Haight will look to get it in, and he does, to Logan Akins. Akins at the top of the key goes to Owen Haight, left side. Haight comes off a screen, bounce pass, works it to the interior for Logan Akins. Pull-up jumper, no good. Tapped out to midcourt, saved by Brannigan. 25 seconds left. Brannigan to the 10, gets it to go. Brannigan with 5 points. Make it 44-35 with 20 seconds to go, third quarter. Delhi boys leading Cooperstown. Chance of defense from the Delhi JV boys that are here in attendance. Three ball from Cricky on the right side. He's got nine. Makes it 44-38, 5 seconds left, third quarter. Brannigan stops, pops for a three at the buzzer, in and out, rebound Kennedy, and that'll do it. Kennedy bounces back up after trying to heave that ball down the floor for Cooperstown to get a last-second shot, but it was too late. 44-38, fourth quarter coming up. Delhi boys leading Cooperstown. We'll be right back.
Hi, Mike Lang here from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice where you take your vehicle for auto body repair? And I'm proud to say that since 1961, Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We provide honest, quality work performed by experienced pros who have over 50 years combined experience. So remember, no matter what the damage, it's your choice. You choose who repairs your vehicle. And if you choose Sydney Auto Body, I personally guarantee your satisfaction. Visit us at 21 Union Street in Sydney or call 563-8200. That's 563-8200.
This year, switch to Morabito. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now is the time. For over 90 years, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil or propane, count on Morabito. With our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability and affordability are just a phone call away. This year, switch to Morabito, where our people make energy different.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490, WCDO.
And welcome back. Nate Law with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Start of the fourth quarter, it's the Delhi boys on the road leading Cooperstown 44-38. Right side of the floor now for Brannigan. Brannigan comes off a screen, stops, feeds one off for Hunter Sanford. Starting five is back in now for the Bulldogs. Brannigan straight away gets it inside. Pull-up jumper here for Haight. No good. Kennedy of a rebound. Doing the work of a man on the interior. Bernari at midcourt lost the handle out of bounds back to Delhi. Bernari trying to dribble through that pressure, just lost control of it there. Good energy for both sides, too. This is going to be a whale of a finish, I think, as Cooperstown tries to get back in this game. Oh, they're going to say this is still Cooperstown ball. Wow, so they actually call a foul there on Brannigan, his fourth, and the team's sixth. So what I thought was a ball out of bounds actually ends up like a foul on Delhi. That's a tough break. Cooperstown with the ball, and a steal now by Delhi. Brannigan finds Haight, takes it to the rim, and he is fouled. Was 7:18 to go in the fourth. Good-looking block there from Cricky, who was hustling back in transition, but they say it was too much body, and Haight will head to the line. So both teams now with six fouls apiece, and heading to the line will be Alex Haight, and that foul going to be on Cricky, his first. Haight's first shot at the line rattles in. So Haight has 12. He sat for a majority of that third quarter in foul trouble. Luke Brannigan out of the bench for a little protection here. And so Luke Schnabel will be back in. Haight's second shot at the line is off the marks. Hunter Sanford with a rebound. Puts it up and in. Hunter Sanford has played very, very good here tonight for the DA boys. And it's 47-38. Sensession with four fouls is going to check back in. I think Coach Lambert has no choice. He's got to get Sensession back in there. He's been playing well tonight. 7 minutes to go here in this fourth quarter, a pull-up jumper for Alex Hage is no good, but he is fouled and will head to the line. Foul's going to be on Logan Akins. That's his first and the team's seventh. So Coop is going to be shooting the rest of the way, and Delhi is pretty close to doing the same thing. So foul shooting will be key down the stretch here for both these teams. So Alex Hage back in. Shot is good at the line. Got the first one to go. Second one coming. It's 47-39 as Hage steps in. 7 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Here is Hage at the line. It's good. So Hage goes 2 for 2, and Hage is going to go to the bench. Sensession will come back in. It's a 7-point ball game. The Bulldogs of Delhi doing a nice job here on the road tonight, trying to protect this lead in this fourth quarter. Ball into the hands of Alex Haight. Haight across midcourt and a bounce pass to Josh Baxter. Baxter on the right side. Will work back over to the left side now. A chest pass for Haight. Dribble drive gets around Sensession, was stripped of the ball, but it goes to Logan Akins. Tries to pump one into the corner, taken away by Cricky. Cricky, a long pass ahead, finds Spencer Lewis. Lamp is good and he's fouled. Spencer Lewis, the hoop and the harm. It makes it 47-42. And Lewis will head to the line with 6:35 to go in this fourth quarter. Weird to think that this could have been a matchup last year that we would have seen at States. We'll talk about that more when we come back. John Lambert wants a timeout for Cooperstown. 6:35 to go, fourth quarter. Delhi boys lead 47-42 on the road here in Cooperstown. We'll be back on CDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout the season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition and enthusiastically supports all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
6:35 to go in this fourth quarter. It's 47-42. Thanks for joining us tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream is courtesy of SFCU. Both these teams lost in the sectional semifinals last year for a long period of the season and looked like they were both going to have a good chance to win their respective sections. Cooperstown in Section 3 and DA in Section 4. It didn't work out that way, but it could have been a matchup we were going to see in States, just like on the girls' side. It would have been Cooperstown and Unitego before everything just kind of got taken away by the coronavirus as we were awaiting the state regional round. And that dream matchup between the Unitego and Cooperstown girls that we will just never know who would have won that game. Spencer Lewis makes the foul shot, so he now has 9 points. Makes it 47-43 with 6.5 to go in the fourth quarter. Delhi boys on top, but Cooperstown's done a great job to whittle away at this and get back in the game. Here's Alex Haight, three-point line extended into the right wing corner. They go left side now for Schnabel. Into the corner for Haight. Steps back. The three ball is in and out. Concession with a rebound. Delhi cannot buy a bucket at the moment with 6:15 to go. Lewis across the midcourt timeline finds Fornari for three. It's off the mark, but they say he stepped out of bounds. I had a pretty good look at it here, and he did have his heel in that corner on the line. 6:12 to go in this fourth quarter. Appreciate everybody following along here tonight, in which will be one of our last basketball broadcasts of this shortened 2021 COVID season. Might be able to sneak one more in next week, but it's been fast and furious, that's for sure. And here is Baxter, steps back for a three, no good. That was NBA range three. And Kennedy skies for the rebound, rips it down. 5:50 to go in the fourth, it's 47-43. Here is Lewis across midcourt. Lewis shovels one into the corner for Fornari. Chance of defense from the Delhi JV team is still here watching. And now that's Haight. He's going to pick up his fourth foul here. Haight is so fast. Sometimes he's just able to get his hand in there. That time there was a little bit too much contact. I mean, if he pokes that ball free, he's out for another dunk. Boy, that's his fourth, the team's ninth. Haight has got to be careful. They are going to need him down the stretch here. 47-43 with 5:40 to go in the fourth quarter, and here's Fornari at the line. Jason Fornari with 3 points so far tonight. That foul shot is off the mark. Logan Akins with a rebound for Delhi. Into the safe hands of Alex Haight. Haight across midcourt. Dishes one to the far side now for Luke Brannigan. Brannigan at the top of the key. Dribble drive to the right side. Finds Haight. Now back to Brannigan. Swings one to the far side for Baxter. Now to Logan Akins. Akins on the baseline, tried to go back to Baxter, and we're going to have a foul on Chris Crickey. That's a tough call if you're a Cooperstown fan there. Crickey, looks like he had a pretty clean look at the ball. There was some body contact. They get Crickey for the foul. His second, team seventh. So this is going to send Baxter to the line here for Delhi. Josh Baxter with 9 points on three threes. So Baxter will settle in at the line, and as we said, foul shooting is going to come up big in this one down the stretch for both these teams. Baxter's shot is in and out. Ball is punched out of bounds, and it's going to go back to Cooperstown. So the Hawkeyes have clawed their way back into this game. They're this close. They've missed a couple of other opportunities. Otherwise, I think this could definitely be a tie ball game. So Cooperstown, every chance they have, try to get back in. Right side of the floor now for the Hawkeyes. Here is Concession for three. It's way off the mark. Rebound for Sanford. He got tied up, though, with Kennedy. And the arrow on the jump ball is going to keep it with the Hawkeyes with just about 5 minutes to go in this fourth quarter. And so Cricky will be doing the inbounding duties here on the baseline. Looks to work it in, finds Fornari. Fornari is bumped there by Brannigan. They try to shovel one back up here to Spencer Lewis. Lewis shakes off his man. Little full shot clock to work with. Cricky to the interior. Knocked out of there. They were trying to get it inside to Kennedy. It was a team effort between Sanford and Baxter to knock it away for Delhi. 4:50 to go in the fourth quarter. Delhi boys leading 47-43 on the road here at Coop. The Cooperstown boys do not lose very often in their home gym. The work went into Fornari. The left side for three. Rattles in. Three ball for Fornari, and he has 6 points. Just like that, it is a one-point game, folks, 47-46, with 4:40 to go in this fourth quarter. Brannigan, right side of the floor. Chest pass to the left side now for Baxter. He wants that three. He hits that three. Baxter with 12, and that was a huge shot for the Bulldogs, making it 50-46 with 4:25 left. Should be a great finish ahead here tonight in Coop. Now go to Fornari again. Can he answer? Fornari, this one's too strong. Rebound for Cricky. Puts it back up, and the fadeaway for Cricky is good. Chris Cricky into double figures with 11 now for Coop, and it's a two-point game. Delhi boys leading 50-48 with 4 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. Brannigan, right side chest pass for Baxter. To the interior for Logan Akins at the high post. Back to Baxter. Alex Haight trying to be careful, playing with those four fouls. He's on the interior at the right low block. Now to Akins. Pull-up jumper for him. No. Rebound, Hunter Sanford. Wants to play it back out, and he does. Full shot clock to work with. So we're down to 3:40 to go in the fourth quarter. Two-point lead for the Delhi boys. Haight in the corner. Alex for three, in and out. Cricky a rebound. Cricky is then fouled by Logan Akins. And that's a tough one if you're a Delhi fan, because that's the worst foul you want to see there when you're so far away from your own basket. 3:35 to go in this fourth quarter. It's a two-point game. Even tougher because it's going to send Chris Cricky to the line. Timeout is going to be taken by Cooperstown. 3:35 to go, fourth quarter. It's 50-48. The Delhi boys on top of Cooperstown. Exciting finish coming up here on CDO.
Waste Recovery Enterprise of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal and recycling needs. Hi, this is Sean LaRose from Waste Recovery. We offer affordable weekly, residential, and commercial trash pickup in the Tri-County area, and all customers receive garbage totes and recycling bins at no charge. We have all size roll-off containers for construction debris and household cleanouts, and our transfer station accepts trash, appliances, tires, and furniture. Waste Recovery is located on Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Or call us at 563-2616. That's 563-2616.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
3.5 to go here in the fourth quarter. I'm Nate Lull tonight on WCDO. Big thank you to our in-game producer, Jim Tomeo, back in our Sydney Main Street studios. It's been a fun week. We did two doubleheaders this week. We've gotten a lot of teams in. We've seen UV, we've seen Afton, we've seen Franklin, we've seen Sydney. Now we've seen Delhi and Cooperstown. We've seen Norwich and Unitego. It's been a very, very busy week here on the radio at WCDO. 3.5 to go, fourth quarter, and at the line, shooting two will be Chris Cricky. Jim gets eerily quiet as Cricky puts up the first one, and it's good. Cricky is in double figures. He has 12 points. Transferred to Coop last year, could not play because of the transfer rule. Would have been a huge piece for them on that team that went to the Section 3 semifinals. Cricky's second shot is good. Got 13. We got a tie game at 50. Unbelievable. Delhi did have a 10, I think it was a 12-point lead at one point, and Cooperstown has come back from the dead. 3:25 to go in this fourth quarter. We're tied up at 50. A great game here on a Friday night on CDO. Right side of the floor now for Alex Haight. Haight comes off a screen. Right elbow jumper for Haight. Left it short. Kennedy a rebound. He easily has a double-double tonight. He's got 16 points. We'll have to find the rebounds out for the postgame show. Chance of defense from the Delhi JV boys who are here cheering. Ball is kicked out of bounds as Lewis tried to pump it to the interior for Cooperstown. 3:09 to go. Can you imagine if there was a full house in here tonight, the energy that these two teams would have? Oh, I missed that. Well, this is one of the best games we've seen in this shortened season. With 3:10 to go, we are tied 50-50. And so Cooperstown will get it in. They go to Kennedy. They'll swing it around the world to the left side. Now they go to the interior for Kennedy. Tapped away. Sanford got a piece of it, and it went to Baxter. 3 minutes left. We're tied up at 50 apiece. Delhi boys in Cooperstown. Baxter to the high post. Finds Logan Akins. Now to Luke Brannigan, left wing side in front of his own bench. Brannigan will back it out. Brannigan will step in. Wants a three for Delhi. It's too strong off the back of the rim. Kennedy rips down a rebound and an outlet pass to Cricky. 2:40 left. Cricky to midcourt. Across the Hawkeyes logo, sets up the shot here on offense. Goes to the high post for Kennedy. Back to Cricky, the lefty. Jumper in and out, halfway down. Kennedy, a rebound. The kiss off the glass is good. John Kennedy with 18. He was just too tall for everybody there. And Cooperstown leads 52-50. With 2:15 to go in the fourth quarter. Here's Heat, right wing side. Now back to Brannigan. Brannigan to the high post for Logan Akins. Now to Baxter. Passing one down low for Haight. Turnaround shot for Alex Haight is good. Haight coming up big, and he's got 14. It's 52 all with 2 minutes to go. Don't turn that dial, folks. Top of the key now for Spencer Lewis. Straightaway three for Cooperstown. Oh, just too strong. Kennedy, a rebound. That was kind of a screwball there. The rotation was kind of sideways for Lewis, but Kennedy cleans up the loose change. 1:45 to go. Tied at 52. Cricky into the lane. The floater, no good. Cricky gets his own rebound. Second chance off the mark. Delhi is out on the rebound. Here comes Alex Haight. Wants to take it to the rim. Lays it up and in. Haight with 16. Timeout taken by Delhi. 1:33 to go. Haight with back-to-back buckets. And Delhi leads Cooperstown 54-52. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber on Route 8 in Sydney is your local home for the finest quality wood in the area. Twin Valley has all major Northeast species of hard and soft woods. They specialize in dimensional lumber, hardwood flooring, moldings, paneling, and more. Perfect for contractors, wood shops, and hobbyists, Twin Valley is located on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light in Sydney. Call 563-4300. That's 563-4300. Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber, enhancing your home through the beauty of wood, a division of Quality Hardwoods.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
1:33 to go here in Cooperstown, and the Delhi boys lead by two, 54-52. Cooperstown was down by as many as 12. They've clawed and scratched their way back into this game. It was a tie game. Cooperstown actually had a two-point lead, but back-to-back buckets by Delhi's Alex Haight. He now has 16 points, has put Delhi back up by two. Cooperstown will have the ball, and Delhi is going to bring some full-court pressure. Cooperstown has got to handle this here. Here is Spencer Lewis, and he'll work his way up to midcourt. Lewis almost lost it. Now he did. Brannigan picked his pocket. Brannigan is going to take it in for the right-handed layup, and it's good. What a play by Luke Brannigan. 56-52. With 1:15 to go, that was a huge steal there by Brannigan at midcourt. And Cricky comes to the right side. Cricky into the corner for Lewis, through his hands and out of bounds. And all that work Cooperstown has done to get back into it, they might have just thrown it away. Coach Lambert's going to take a timeout. 1:09 to go. Delhi 56, Cooperstown 52. We'll be right back on CDO.
I bet you didn't know that you may be eligible to join Shandello Federal Credit Union in Franklin. If you have children enrolled and attending school in Chenango, Delaware, or Otsego County, or if you have an immediate family member who is currently a member, you are eligible. Contact the office today to see how you can take advantage of the many benefits of membership at Shandello Federal Credit Union, where our rates on savings are competitive and our loan rates are the same for all of our qualified members. One size fits all. Visit them at 114 Main Street, Franklin.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Let's go back to that play at midcourt. Cooperstown was bringing it up, only down by two, and a steal by Luke Brannigan at midcourt. He went in for that layup. That was absolutely huge. He made a great defensive play to come behind the defender. Lewis went to dribble it behind his back, and Brannigan was right there to say, nope, thank you, and took it in for the layup. Great play there for Delhi. 1:09 to go. Cooperstown is far from dead, but they are going to need something on this possession as they trail 56-52 on their home floor tonight here in Cooperstown. It's been a great game, and thanks for joining us so far here tonight. Make sure to stay tuned. We'll have our post-game show coming up with our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose after this. I'm Nate Lull, and I'll take you the rest of the way. Delhi will get it in. Alex Haight in the backcourt to the far side for Baxter. Across the timeline, finds Haight. Now to Brannigan. Back up to Baxter. Delhi playing a little game of keep away. Brannigan with the basketball, trying to make a good decision here with 55 seconds left to Baxter. And he is fouled now by Spencer Lewis. With 52 seconds left, this is going to send Baxter to the line. I think they were going to try to avoid fouling Baxter because he is a good foul shooter. Has that good-looking stroke. 52 seconds to go. And if Baxter could hit these, this would go a long way towards putting Coop in for a loss here tonight and Delhi in the win column. So Baxter at the line. His first shot is in and out. And that was a 1-1, so Kennedy with the rebound. 50 seconds to go in the fourth, so the gamble pays off there. They fouled Baxter, and sometimes the basketball gods shine down on you. Here's Fornari around the corner. Coop's going to need a bucket here. They find Cricky in the corner for three. Yes, Chris Cricky from downtown. He's got 16. One-point game with 30 seconds left. Brannigan in the backcourt. Getting it to midcourt now. Finds Haight. Ahead now for Logan Akins. 25 seconds left. It's a one-point game. Delhi with possession. They try to kick one out, and we're going to have a timeout taken by Delhi. 21 seconds to go. Fourth quarter. Delhi 56, Coop 55. We'll be right back on CDO.
This is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. For over 15 years, we've been improving the indoor air quality of people's homes. When you have your air ducts cleaned by our professional truck-mounted vacuum system, you create a cleaner living environment, reduce allergens and irritants, remove unpleasant smells and odors, and improve the airflow efficiency of your furnace. Plus, air duct cleaning will reduce dust in your home, and our disinfectants kill mold, mildew, and viruses. Call Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney at 349-0831. That's 349-0831.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Chris Cricky with the corner three for Cooperstown. Cut this back to a one-point game. Ball with the on WCDO, and the next 21 seconds are going to be pretty exciting. Delhi has the basketball. They'll be inbounding with Josh Baxter on the left wing side of the floor as they go left to right in front of the Delhi bench. They're on the far side of the floor from where I am here at midcourt. They get it into Luke Brannigan. That's who you want to have the ball. Brannigan at midcourt is double teamed. They find Logan Akins. Akins at the high post. Back out for Haight, and he's fouled. And Haight was fouled on the floor with 13.7 to go, and he's going to head to the line. So Alex Haight with 16 points will step in for some big-time foul shots here for Delhi. It's 56-55, so a one-point lead. And hitting both of these would give Delhi some pretty good protection here. If you only hit one, I mean, you're still safe, but you're not that safe. Cooperstown has been shooting the three pretty well here in the second half, and you have good three-point shooters when you talk about Lewis and Cricky, who just buried that big one. And you also have some other guys who can shoot the three, Will Weldon, Joseph Session. All those guys are capable of stepping back to hit the shot, Jason Fornari as well. 13.7 to go. Haight is at the line for some big foul shots here for DA. Delhi leading 56-55 with 13 seconds left. Here is Haight at the line. Good. Cool as a cucumber. 17 now for Haight. Second one coming. This is why they pay him the big bucks, right? So these moments like this. Alex Haight at the line, and this second shot is good. Pressure moment. Haight knocks him down. It's 58-55. Cooperstown going to try for the three, I would assume, here to maybe try to tie it up. Spencer Lewis chucks up a three. It's no good. Rebound on the far side. Delhi has it. 4 seconds left. And what are we going to have here? We're going to have a call with 1.8 left. Is it a foul at midcourt? Yes, it is. It's going to be a foul on Kennedy. So who's going to send this to the line? 1.8 to go. A three-point game. It would take a small miracle now for Cooperstown, but this is going to send Hunter Sanford to the line for the Delhi boys. Sanford is good. That should put the icing on the cake. Sanford's had a heck of a night. He's got 15. And the second one coming now for Hunter Sanford. Sanford steps in. Won't go. Cooperstown's going to whip it down the floor. That won't go. And it's 59-55. Delhi escapes here at Red Bursey Gymnasium. Good win for the Delhi Bulldogs over Cooperstown. And we will have our post-game show coming up in just a few minutes on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance Team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
From the smallest moments to the biggest milestones, life is filled with triumphs, changes, and challenges. And no matter where you are in your life, you can count on NBT Bank to support you every step of the way. With a wide range of products and easy-to-use digital tools, all with friendly, local teams to help you make the most of them. So live confidently and look forward to what's next, knowing that NBT Bank is here to help you focus on what matters. NBT Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back one last time inside Red Bursey Gymnasium at Cooperstown Central School. Our final score tonight, heck of a ball game here, 59-55. The Delhi boys escape with a four-point victory over Cooperstown. Here's our scoring summary. First for Delhi, tied for game high tonight. Alex Haight, 18 points for Delhi, 15 for Hunter Sanford, 12 for Josh Baxter, 7 for Luke Brannigan, 4 for Luke Schnabel, 2 for Kenny Rasmussen, and 1 for Logan Akins. On the other side for Cooperstown, 18 points for John Kennedy, 16 for Chris Crickey, 9 for Spencer Lewis, 6 for Jason Fernari, 4 for Joseph Session, and 2 for Alex Hage. All right, folks, let's get into our three awards here tonight. First up, it's the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, brought to you by NBT Bank, supporting local high school sports on WCDO. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served the area's financial needs. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. I'd like to go with Alex Haight tonight. 18 points, that breakaway dunk. He was just tremendous, and he got those two buckets at the end of the game that really just sealed the deal, and then he hit those foul shots for Delhi. He really does it all. So Alex Haight is our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award winner tonight. Next up is the Morabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Morabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Morabito and Jeff Gresham proudly support high school basketball on WCDO. This is a tough one tonight. John Kennedy is always a good choice. So is Chris Crickey. They both did very well tonight. I'm going to go with Chris Crickey. 16 points. I thought he showed a lot of energy, helping Cooperstown get back in this game, hit some shots, played some good defense. So we'll give Chris Crickey our Morabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award tonight. Lastly, the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award is brought to you by ACCO Brands of Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this sports season and is happy to cheer on these young athletes. I'd like to give this to Hunter Sanford tonight from Delhi. 15 points. Was great on the boards. Did a lot of good stuff out there. He played good defense against John Kennedy. So we will give Hunter Sanford, with 15 points tonight, our ACCO Brands of Sydney All-Purpose Award. So those are three awards tonight for offense, defense, and all-purpose. And, boy, fun having you on the radio here. I might try to sneak in one more game next week if I can. Cooperstown boys still have a couple of games left, so we'll see what we can do. But most of our MAC teams, our Tri-Valley, our Delaware League teams are going to be done after tomorrow. Delhi boys do have one more game. They are playing Richfield Springs on Sunday at 4 o'clock on the road. So a couple of games left here for the Delhi Bulldogs before their season is done. They are now 10-0, and a great job here tonight by the Bulldogs. An excellent game. A big thank you to Cooperstown for having me, and a big thank you to Jim Tomeo. He's our in-game producer back in our Sydney Main Street studios. Thanks for all his hard work over the last couple of weeks helping me make this happen so we could get out to as many games as we could over the last few weeks. This is the 15th game we've done on the radio in this shortened season, so I think we did the best we could. All right, we're going to wrap it up here tonight from Red Bursey Gymnasium at Cooperstown Central School. Our final score tonight, the Delhi boys win 59-55 over Cooperstown. I'm Nate Lull, and make sure you check out WCDOsports.com and my Twitter page for all the local sports news. So we'll see you again soon here on WCDO Sports. Have a good night.
Your hometown radio station for Shenango, Delaware, and Otsego counties. FM 101, AM 1490, WCDO.